deal.
Well, hanging in there.
I am.
Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting, Monday, November 15, 2010.
So how are you doing?
4 o'clock.
Well,
Commissioner.
Better not to be on the ground.
Yeah, making all.
They said maybe an inch.
Yes.
Brody.
Yes.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McCarty.
Yes.
Now, we're off into, we don't have any miscellaneous agenda.
Well, we need to make a motion on the Johansson.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, you're right.
I'll make a motion on the Johansson versus Dakota County equalization that we let Dick Erickson and Kim Watson negotiate with Mr. Johansson on that case for a settlement.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Roll call.
McLarty.
Yeah.
Fuske.
Yes.
Brody.
Yes.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes. Board members, committee reports. Public comments. Mail and emergency business. I don't think it's any. So need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Move and seconded. Need a roll call.
All right. Fuske.
Yes.
Brody.
Yes.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McCarty.
Yes.
Thank you.
All yours.
I will call the meeting of the Board of Commissioners in order. With that, the current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call the roll, please.
Okay. Brody.
Yes.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes.
Fuske.
Yes.
Next is to approve the minutes of our previous meeting held on November the 1st.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes as printed. Questions? Additions? Deletions? Call the roll.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes.
Fuske.
Yes.
Brody.
Yes.
All right, next is to consider the proposals of Smith Hayes Financial Services and Emeritus. Is Smith Hayes here?
Yes. Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
The custom in our business is that while one party is making a proposal, the other party leaves the room.
It's up to you.
I think just to be civil to each other, we'll continue that.
Okay. Thank you very much. When Smith is through, we'll call you in here.
Good evening, everybody. How are you?
Good.
Jim, for the record, I'm Andy Snyder with Smith Hayes. So the reason we're here tonight is several months ago came to the county inquiring about refinancing your current bonds. There's been a lot of untangling and unwinding throughout this process, and tonight we're actually ready to proceed with the refinancing. The plan is to call the sales tax bonds and to call the property tax bonds and to refinance the sales tax bonds. And what I've got in front of you is a debt service schedule showing the savings that will take place should you refinance the sales tax bonds. First couple things we'll look at on the front page Under uses of funds, you can see total underwriter's discount. That is the fee that Smith Hayes would charge for the underwriting of this new bond. And the cost of issuance, $13,500. That is the fee that was quoted to us by Mike Rogers at Baird Home. Okay. These fees get wrapped up into the savings, so the savings that I'm going to show you already include these fees in the bond. Okay? Page 2. This is a debt service comparison of your old bond and your new bond. The middle column shows your new debt service schedule versus old debt service schedule, which you're currently paying on your bond. And the right-hand column shows the savings that you would have each year should you refinance this bond. There's only 5 years left on the bond. We came to you before. We determined that a three-year call was appropriate so that after 3 years, you could eventually pay off this bond with extra sales tax. So we have you making a payment of $50,893 coming due. And so at the end of the day, about halfway down, it says net present value benefit. We'll circle that number, $172,571. That is the savings that you would incur over the next 5 years after you subtracted out that next payment. Let's turn to page 3. Middle column shows the coupons that Smith Hayes is prepared to bring to the table. I do have legal documents with me tonight. And we can sell these bonds tomorrow at this rate on the middle column. A very important number to look at is the all-inclusive cost, AIC. Does everybody see where that is? At 1.8416. Let's go ahead and circle that number also. This number right here is pretty much what, if my competitor came with an apples-to-apples bid, which we should be very close with the parameters that was sent out, the lower of the two numbers is going to give you the best savings overall. This number, AIC, all-inclusive cost, includes the interest rates, the principal, the interest, all the fees that are charged when you underwrite a bond. And so 1.84 is the number that you want to listen for when my competitor comes up, the all-inclusive cost. It's just an overall way to determine who has the lowest bid tonight.
And that does include your...
That includes everything.
Underwriter's discount, the cost of insurance.
Yes. Okay. All-inclusive cost. So they bundle everything together, and that is the number for
okay.
today. Any questions?
Yes, savings.
Showing on page 2 of 6.42% savings, net present value. That's very significant. Normally, if it's higher than 4%, we're definitely recommending that.
Total savings is what?
Total savings after you make your next payment of $50,893.
What page are you on?
On page 2. I'm going to give you net present value savings. Okay? This takes into account time value of money, where a dollar today is worth more than it will be in 20 or 5 years from now. Okay? So it factors in that cost of $172,000. $570,000.
That's the total savings over 5 years?
Yes, sir.
$172,000?
Net present value, yes.
Yep.
The actual savings on the right-hand column is $234,345. That number does not take into consideration the time value of money, nor does it take into consideration that you have $50,000 payment coming up. Okay? So when John comes in, let's just make sure that we're comparing the same numbers, AIC or the net present value savings after the payment. $50,000.
Very good.
And what I'll do is I'll step out if there's no more questions. When John's done with his presentation, call me back in and if you have further questions. And then you can decide to step a little bit.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is Ted sick tonight?
He's out on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I was curious.
Yeah.
And I will ask that you not show my bid at my competitor at this point.
No.
I've had it in the past where they see our bid and then they, not them, but a different company.
So understandable.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Okay. I'll tell John.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. For the record, my name is John Tresek with Emeritus Investment Corporation. I'll just get you tape one and pass one down. I've got a really long presentation packet if you want to see it, but this is the Reader's Digest portion. Pretty much tells you everything you need.
You cut it out short.
Okay. We don't need to make this meeting any longer than it has. If you're looking at the first page of the packet, on the left-hand side, you see your existing sales tax bonds as they exist right now from December 16th for your final maturity. Those are the principal amounts. Those are the interest rates. Those are the actual interest and principal and interest payments you'll make for the life of the issue. On the right-hand side shows what the proposed new issue would look like, which again takes the $2,650,000, adds only enough to cover issuance costs, which we would put into the first 2 years, and the rates that we show today that Emeritus is proposing in our purchase. The rates run from 6.5 hundredths of 1% in the first year up to 1.5% in the longest maturity. This produces a difference, a hard dollar difference, after all your expenses of $187,277.19. Auditors, when they come in at audit time, always want to know what the net present value of your savings is. The net present value of your savings, really because it's so short, is $180,579, which if you express it as a percentage, which oftentimes they want to see, is 6.81%. Now, how would we envision that the cash flow in the whole situation, turn to page two. We talked about briefly last week. We got your most up-to-date dollar figures for what's in your current fund, which is your debt service fund, the bond reserve fund, which was required under the old issue, and the redemption fund. Gives you a total amount in the sales tax fund of $1,782,000 and some change. There's also $171,384 in the property tax jail fund. You have $1,625,000 in your current property tax balance on those bonds, and accrued interest to December 16th of this year would be $28,021. That's the amount you have to pay when you call on your bonds. So the total amount that would be due on December 16th would be $1,653,021. After you've paid that off, it leaves a balance out of all those funds of $300,919.
by taking your refunding bonds less the underwriting cost. $13,000 for bond counsel, which was established ahead of time, and $500 for paying any fees. You have net proceeds available to pay off your outstanding bonds of $2,651,362.50. When you add in the cash on hand from up above, it actually gives you a little over $2,009,000. The principal amount of the sales tax bonds to be picked up is $2,650,000. Accrued interest on that to December 16th is $52,255. So clearly we have, in actuality, $250,025 more than what you need to pick up and pay off the bonds, which is good because you need that much cushion, if you will, because your next payment is coming up July 1st of 2011. You have been averaging the combined sales tax for the jail bonds from both city and county has been averaging, over the last 2 years anyway, about $85,000 a month. As a cushion here, I only calculated $80,000 a month, and the fact of the matter is, I still want that cash cushion because you have had some months where actual sales tax revenue came in at $0 in at least 1 month. I want to make sure you have enough cash on hand to make your July payment. Once we get through that, your cash flow, because you've only got the one issue left, should be no problem at all for the remainder of the term. And in fact, I calculated that based on the deal I'm proposing, your next payment on July 1st will be $515,000, and you'll have a cushion if you collect $80,000 a year, you'll have, or $80,000 a month, excuse me, you'll have over $700,000 available, which gives you an adequate cushion. It still meets a debt service reserve requirement to cover cash flow. It keeps you ahead of the game.
Well, those two figures that we'd have roughly $215,000 after our next payment.
Yes.
In reserve.
In reserve.
Okay.
And you'll accumulate that. We drafted proceedings on the basis that we're not requiring any pre-funded cash reserve fund. Any money that's left stays in your debt reserve. Once you maximize the year's collections for the next year's payments, and any surplus after that gets applied to your debt service reserve account, which does two things for you. One, it simplifies arbitrage rebate calculations because you won't have any debt service reserve to track until you finally have money to put into it. And two, under the new reporting requirements, if for any reason your cash flow wasn't adequate in your debt service reserve, and you had to debt service fund, and it wasn't adequate, and you had to dip into the reserve fund to do it, that becomes a triggering event you have to disclose to the national information repositories that are required now that that's a recordable event. Well, in your case, you shouldn't have that for at least a year because you'll be collecting money. So we don't have to worry about how close your debt service is. We fund that first before we look at it. Now, I don't know if my rates are higher than my competitors or lower, or whether I've got the winning bid or not. Procedure, once you make that determination, is if you decide to go forward, these are firm bids. I have the resolutions were sent up for reviews. We were meeting public meeting law requirements. You would adopt a resolution calling the property tax back bonds, a resolution calling the sales tax bonds, and then adopt the resolution, because that's actually jurisdictional to a refunding, is calling in the old bonds. And the third step would be to adopt the bond resolution.
Okay. What is your bottom line savings dollar?
Bottom line savings dollar on the schedule I have, net hard dollars, is $187,277.19. That does not take into account $166,000.
Wait, where do I find that?
You're all on the front page. Your all inclusive cost though is $1.729.
Right. Right. That's, I don't know what you're, whether you're using interest rate, all of
that. And that's got all your fees.
That includes fees, bond counsel fees,
everything.
I mean, that's what you come up with.
$180,000? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 100. Your hard dollar savings just on the sales tax bonds is 187,277.19. That does not include the savings on your property tax bonds that you'd realize one way or the other by simply paying them off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions for John? Do you have any other questions?
We'll leave a little time.
Don't hear any questions, John.
Okay.
Maybe you decide what you want.
Well, I guess the next question is, what is the desire of the board? Do you want to get Mr. Smith back in there?
Okay. He's got it. He's got more of a savings than this guy does. And then back over here. He's going to beat by 10%. How many are you? Right here? You're all in for some copy. John's going to beat by 10%. More than that, actually. 84, I bet we do. 72, he's 44. Yeah. So.
Okay, what is the desire of the board, or what action would you like to take? You want to make a decision now? Or you want to
That's what I'm going to
study
say.
It
we
some?
Have to make a decision today? Or?
We have to.
I would have to.
Mm-hmm. You want to know?
You want to decide?
You have to decide.
We need to decide if they can.
Well, if these are,
if
these are firm bids, and we're going with the lowest or the best bid and the best payback.
Yeah, I would say.
Emeritus has that bid. They're beating them by better than 10%. So. And net savings, we got 187,227.19. And net savings over here, we've got 172,571.99, and our all-inclusive costs with Smith Hayes, we have 1.84, and with Emeritus, we have 172.
I think the net present value, though, Rick, the Emeritus, as I see it, is $180,579 compared to $172,571.
Where do you see that number?
Right below the 187 that Rick just read off.
187,227.
The number below that is the one we need to look at, the NPV.
And an error.
Okay. The net present value. There's about $8,000 difference. The way I see it. Anybody else follow that?
We got one, yeah. The net present value benefit. Is that what you're at?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is 172,571.99, and with Emeritus will be 185,79.15. Is that right?
That's the way I see it.
One of them is, are they quoting apples to apples there? I mean, one of them is real money, and the other one was
adjusted for inflation, etc.
Yeah.
Was my understanding.
John, you want to?
I just asked Andy because I haven't seen his deal. In determining, this is where accountants earn their keep. In determining net present value, you can compute that on the basis of, and the programs have it either with
net present value is based on the net present value savings divided by the OLA issue that you're picking up, or net present value based on the new principal amount of the new issue. Mine is based on the old issue. It'll give you a different interest rate. But that's because when I report to the IRS and when I do power district refundings, that's the number that they base it on, and that's what I use. Smith A's used a different. So when you're dividing by a larger number on the bonds, that will give you a different interest rate for the net present value. So I guess you need to look at the. I mean, if the bid is on interest rate and issuance costs, giving you an all-in cost, that'll be different than the net present value. And again, that's where accountants are made.
Chair. Okay. Andy, you have any comments?
Well, I guess I'd like to know what that.
You want to come up here to talk to the board, please?
Sure. We base our savings off basically if you issue new bonds, this is what you will save as compared to as if you continue paying on your old bonds. Our program figures it out that way, and that's how we use it. I guess I'd like to know what John's number would be if he figured it this way. Would it be higher or lower?
Because if net present value would be lower because I'd be dividing by a bigger number.
So he would show a smaller savings if he did it my way.
Smaller than what he has said so far.
I believe.
Not necessarily smaller than yours.
Right. Not necessarily smaller than my number, but smaller than the number that he's showing.
Are you both comparing just the sales tax bond savings that you're planning on paying off the property taxes?
Okay, questions from the board? Good, Andy, thank you. What action would you like to take?
How good are your rates? How long are your rates good?
Probably here today.
Yeah, exactly. Same with Smith Hayes.
I understand.
The rates that I ran this morning at 8:30 were not the rates they drove up with. They changed on average about 8 basis points over 5 years. Right. So, if you ask us to come back, we'll come back.
I just want to make sure we're comparing apples to apples here. I don't feel qualified to make that judgment.
What's your desire?
According to Kim, we have to understand that we make a decision today, and we need to.
That's what you've got on the agenda.
I guess, if I may, the only problem I've got is my competitor now knows the savings that I'm quoting at this point in time. And if we go back, he knows what to beat.
Sure. The same thing is true the other way. He knows yours too. You know his. Right?
So that we can pair all inclusive costs, or what do we look at?
That's the question.
Say all inclusive costs.
Go with all inclusive.
The all inclusive cost, the percent. That's what I would choose.
Wouldn't that be a different number also then?
No. I mean, your cost is your cost on your new bonds. It's interest rate plus issuance.
Yes, if that's the case. Yeah.
If that's the case, what we're bidding, then that's apples to apples. This is what you're going to pay on the new bonds is based on interest rate and new bonds. And your savings, your hard dollar savings are your hard dollar savings. And that's apples to apples. It's net present value is an accountant's
what you're saying, the all-inclusive cost is apples to apples.
Apples to apples. I will make a motion based on all-inclusive costs with Emeritus at 1.72 and with Smith Hayes at 1.84 that we accept the bid from Emeritus based on all-inclusive.
Second.
Motion made and seconded that we accept the proposal from Emeritus based on the all-inclusive cost. Questions? Initial comment? Public? Roll call vote, please.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
Lingier?
Yes.
Motion carried. Okay, thank you. Now we need to go with the resolution.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now. Thank you.
Resolution to consider an action of resolution calling for the county's correctional facility bonds. That's a property tax payment source, series 2005, and the principal amount of $1,625,000 for early redemption.
I had sent up copies, but I also have clean copies if you need them for action too. For the county.
We will for signatures.
Okay. But if they have the drafts for those.
Will that need to be signed by the chair? Those need to be signed by the chair, right? It's too late to go back in my motion to add that. But
no, now you're voting on the resolution. Okay.
These resolutions are actually what we're in the agenda.
Okay.
These would have been done.
It's a different agenda.
I know what I brought. But at any rate, they're the same resolutions you have in your packet for that.
I would move that we call the County Correctional Facilities Bonds in the principal amount of $1,625,000 for early redemption.
And I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to consider the resolution calling for correctional facility bonds. Any questions? Comments? Seeing none, call roll, please.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We have something else, John?
There will be a resolution calling the outstanding sales tax bonds, which is the next item on your agenda.
That one was property tax. The first one.
Yeah, the first one was the property tax.
Okay.
Right.
And the okay. Do you need to explain anything, John, or do I just go to the next one?
Basically, the explanation is the same as what I gave in my proposal. You're calling in the sales tax bonds, which gives you the jurisdiction to authorize the issuance of the refunding bonds.
Okay. All right. Okay.
The call resolution is fairly straightforward.
Now we consider a resolution considering an action on the resolution calling for the county's correctional facility bonds as a sales tax payment source, series 2005, in the principal amount of $2,650,000 for early redemption and refunding.
Some of that accept the correctional facility bond sales tax payment source for $260,000.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to consider the resolution calling for the county's correctional facility bond, series 2005, principal interest in amount of $2,650,000 for early redemption and refunding. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, call roll.
Buskay?
Yes.
Roddy?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McCarty?
Yes.
The final action will be the adoption of the bond resolution. It authorizes the reissuance of the bonds. It authorizes the chairman and clerk to sign the bond purchase agreement, as well as the amendment to the lease purchase agreement, which is the joint facilities use agreement between the city and county. The city will also have that presented to them for their next meeting, so they can approve that, and that, because you're both parties to collecting the sales tax that pays for that, that'll be amended then to reflect the single issue remaining bonds at the end of it.
Okay, ready for a resolution? Resolution considering an action in the resolution authorizing the issuance of county correctional facility refunding bonds and sales tax payment source, series 2010, in such amount as necessary to pay the outstanding correctional facility bonds, sales tax payment source, series 2005, in the principal amount of $2,650,000, and to pay the issuance cost, and authorizing an amendment to the lease purchase agreement for the Dakota County Jail Correctional Facility Agency.
That's my motion.
And I'll second it.
Yeah, you had to read it again.
You beat me to it.
Got a motion and section on the resolution.
And on in that motion for the chair.
That's part of the resolution.
That's all part of the resolution. Yep.
And the clerk?
Yep, that's part of the resolution.
Okay. Questions, comments? Call roll.
Roddy?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm going to hold up your meeting for about 30 seconds. I need to take back to meet my regulatory compliance signed copy of the...
Okay, while we're doing that...
...bond purchase agreement. I've signed already.
Bill, you want to come up and...
give you something really trivial? I'm just requesting a park place out alongside the building because I come and go a lot. Sometimes I have large items going in and out, like if I transport a wheelchair to a veteran or something like that. And there's places out here I can usually park. Sometimes if I leave, I come back and I got to park quite a ways away. Part of the reason is I got a three-door truck. I can back it in, open my other side door, and get it out without a car being next to it. So it's right side accessible. I carry a lot of grade markers, wheelchairs once in a while, a few other large items, and I'm in and out of here three or four times a day.
Where do you want your spot at, Bill?
Right out the door to the left.
Okay.
I'm not comparing myself to the judge or anybody who's on the other side, yeah. But, you know.
Well,
and there's a lot of times that it doesn't have to be. Yeah. There are quite a few that it does. So.
57.
I'll
make a motion.
Oh, go ahead. Make a motion, Tony. I'll second.
Okay. I make a motion to approve space parking for the Veterans Office Service east of the building.
And that have a sign made for it?
Yeah.
And Mr.
I can do that too. It doesn't matter. I know somebody that makes signs there, Phillips and Souther or something, unless you guys want to do it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And then have Rick Tacker to the building for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Motion made and seconded. You have a sign made and installed on the east side of the building for the Veteran Service Officer for reserve parking. Questions? Comments? Call roll.
Who first? And
Tony made the motion. I seconded it.
Rick seconded it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Roddy?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you, Billy.
It's a pleasure to see you here, Bill.
Thanks. Nice working.
Thank you,
Bill. Mr. Kellen here?
Paul called me and asked that this be on the agenda. I thought he might be here today, but... back in, I think, October, we decided to declare a clearing for the new building site. Fred and Dick, I think, were out there, or Fred's crew and Dick helped. Anyway, we were in and out, got the site cleared. Goodwill Industries architect came back and said it needs to be twice the area that we cleared. Apparently there was a miscommunication there. He asked if we would come back and do the extra clearing. I haven't looked at the site. Fred hasn't looked at it. I don't think you've seen it.
I am not. No.
I know Fred's got a lot on his agenda with that excavator, dozer, yet this fall, winter. At least 2 or 3 weeks work. I guess I would like to table this until we had Fred look at it, see how much more additional clearing, how many hours he thinks it'll take. And if weather permits, you know, we can talk about this again in 2 weeks. If weather permits, he gets his jobs done, we can decide at that point in time if we want to tie into it.
Would you be in favor of referring this to road committee for action?
Yeah, that's fine.
I talked to Fred this morning for a little while.
I'll move that this goes to the road committee for their review and brought back to us for possible action.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any comments or corrections? Call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Fuskay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Next, approval of payroll claims. They've been reviewed. They are okay. There's a couple that has to be signed yet, but other than that,
so moved.
In shape.
Seconded.
Motion's made and seconded to pay the payroll. Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Fuskay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, we have the accounts payable been reviewed. Again, we have a couple that has to be signed.
I'll make a motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve payments on the accounts payable. Call roll.
Fuskay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. GPS committee?
Bill and I met with Fred Kellogg and Jesse from Electronic Engineering. We set the boundaries and talked over what we need to do as far as violations, and it's we'll bring that back in a draft, but it's been set. So, and it's something that's going to change. We're continually going to be working on it and tweaking it because of the winter months and the summer months and the extended hours and things like that. So, I don't know if you want to add to it. It's something that's not. It's going to be an ongoing.
We look at idle time. It's going to be considerably different in the winter time than it is in summer, just because of the warm up periods. But those will have to probably changed seasonally. Parameters we're going to go with, I think, Dakota County for now. Might have to add in Sioux City someday because they run parts over there all the time. But I think as time goes on, you know, we're going to have to make some changes to make it work for everybody. But to get started, you know, I think we come up with a good plan today, and I think Fred's something he can live with, and this tool can be used to make better use of everybody's time. I think it's a great thing.
When this goes into the sheriff's vehicles, he'll be consulted the same as Fred with, I would assume. I'm sure that's your plan.
Yeah, sure.
I think that's what I heard earlier today.
It'll be a different set of parameters, I'm sure, for the sheriff's department.
Okay. Well, okay. Any questions or comments? Okay. No table items. Committee reports. Hearing none. Any thing from the members to add? Okay, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the issue to the board that was not on the agenda? Seeing nobody come forward. Emergency business? Seeing none. Before we adjourn, I would like to congratulate Mr. Love on his election, and Mr. Rohde, it's nice to see you here. I get an idea of what's coming up. Anything else?
Congratulations to you too, as became mayor.
Thank you.
We want to make a great person and this board.
I just fell off the table earlier today. Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second it.
Okay, motion made and seconded to adjourn. Call roll.
Rudy?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Thank you. We are adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Yep.